across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Chris Fernandez, and of course I'm taking this all the way up to one. I hope you're having a good time. And well, Christmas is certainly a cheery time. Yes, it is. A time for merrymaking and nostalgia. And also a time to turn a bad situation into a good one with a message. And joining me for a conversation in the studio is Brighton Bay's mum, Caroline Coffey, a.k.a. Kaza.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for inviting me on your show.
I wasn't sure if you'd make it all the way from Brighton, which is where I come from. People find all sorts of ways to weasel out to our commute. So good for you.
Thank you. Yeah, I was up bright and early this morning.
Well, tell us about your Christmas conga, and you've been travelling trying to get this thing promoted.
Yeah, I've been around and about. I haven't had that much radio play, so thank you so much for playing my record today. I've never made a record before. This is totally new to me. I came up with this song last year when my mum was very ill before she passed away from her dementia, and it just popped into my head, and I just thought, oh, I just really want to record it, and I know a few people in the record industry, and they helped me make it. So yeah,
shall we play it?
Yes, please.
Yeah, let's do that, and then we'll come back and have a chat about it. Here's the Christmas conga, Kazas.
Make a difference this Christmas. Join the Kaza Christmas conga. Follow me.
Come on everybody, join the Christmas conga, Kaza's Christmas conga. Sing and dance with me, gather friends and family, time to come together, Christmas fun forever, conga along with me. Come on everyone, Christmas conga fun, let's have lots of fun. Come on everyone, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la. Let's get really dizzy, steady, auntie, uncle, come on everyone, raising funds and cheers, yeah, for the lovely dears, yeah, Christmas time together, memories all the years, come on everyone, Christmas number one, let's have lots of fun, come on everyone. Stars are shining bright, trumpets, bells and bongos, whoop, 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 whoop. Christmas fun forever, conga along with us.
I give you Kaza's Christmas conga, and we're lucky to have the artist behind that single right here in the studio. So, you know, I'm sure it must have been a really difficult time for you, even while you came up with that. And you've been traveling, and you've managed to get a video out. You can even
Yeah, the video's out today. It's on YouTube, Kaza Christmas conga, if you look it up.
And why the conga?
Well, I think my mum always loved Christmas and parties and congas and having fun. Her mantra to us was have fun. Mm-hmm. And so I think it just popped into my head. I went back to childhood, to the 80s. Black Lace was around in 84, and it just must have just rung something with me when it came up with the little tune for it. And and it's a fun thing. I think music and movement's really important for everyone, but with dementia sufferers, music's very important for them. It wakes them up, and any kind of exercise is very good for anyone suffering from the disease.
Did you all try and bring that as a therapy even while your mum was suffering?
Yeah, my mum lost her communication skills. She stopped talking, but she knew all the words to lots of songs. And so when we visited her, she had to move into a home in the last 18 months of her life, as it just became too difficult for my dad to care for her anymore. And we used to just go and sing, and it was just a lovely thing that we could do together, singing.
You're trying to use the song also to raise money and also focus on dementia research. It's a subject that's close to your heart. I want to talk about, you know, trying to bring something good out of something so difficult and painful.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as human beings, the easiest thing is to just sort of plunge into that depth.
Yeah.
Into that abyss. But to prize yourself out of that and try to find a silver lining, if you will, is not easy.
No, but my mum was a very, very positive person, and she was full of love and very, very caring. And I just wanted to do something to make a change. 850,000 people suffer from dementia in this country, and that's 850,000 families as well. Mm. And it doesn't get funded very well from the government. They do get some funding, but not enough. And they don't know really what the cause of it is. It's proteins that build up in the brain, and it shrinks the brain and creates holes, and therefore memory and physical ability gets lost, and it's a steady decline. It takes between 5 and 10 years, and it's very stressful for families as well, yeah, because your loved one changes, yeah, and then they don't recognise you, and it's, yeah, it's very stressful because of the slow, long process of the decline. So yeah, anything I can do, and all the profits from the single and the t-shirts and the fans I've produced will all go to Alzheimer's Research UK.
What would you like the listeners listening to this conversation this morning, what would you like them to do? Because I know you're also going to be performing, you're the conga on Parker's Peace.
Yeah, on Sunday, 11 a.m. I'll be on Parker's Peace with my sound system and mics and all dressed up.
So
and
I guess that's the first thing the listeners, show up part of the conga line.
Yeah, and they can donate and download at the website, which is Kazza Christmas Conga. That's C-A-Z-Z-A Christmas Conga. com. And yeah, and you can, there's also a text number that I've set up as well to make it really easy for people. You put the code in CFAC55, and whatever amount, say £5, to 70070, and that goes straight through to a Just Giving page, and all of the profits from that go to Alzheimer's Research UK.
Were you, have you made music in the past? You know, how did you sort of come out with your single? Because I'm also struck by that.
Yeah.
It's not easy for someone to just sort of pop a single and, you know, then do the promotion and marketing. That requires some amount of savvy and I think a lot of courage.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, well, I'm very lucky. I know a few people in the music industry, and I've had loads and loads of people have helped on this record, people from producing it and publishing it, and it's, I put it out on my own record label, Kazza Records. It's Kazza One, my first ever one, and I am quite musical. I love music, and you know, I play the piano, and I love singing, and yeah, it has been a magical journey that people have been so kind and helped me out, and I'm very lucky that it's out. But yeah, I'm doing it all on my own, the marketing side, and the charity have been very helpful as well. So yeah, It's a learning curve.
Well, wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for what you're doing for, you know, any family that is grappling with someone who is suffering from Alzheimer's. I'm sure it consumes them.
I'm sure
it does. And at a time like this, well, to turn it into something as swingy as Kazza's Christmas Conga, it's got to be cool.
Thank you.
Join Kazza and the rest of the gang. Be a part of that conga line at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
Peace on Sunday. And you can also go onto YouTube and check out the single and the video they've put up there. Thank you so much, Kazza.
Thank you for having me.
Have
Thank
a great
you.
Christmas.
And you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.